We're joined by Luke Perkins, a reporter for the Durango Herald, and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. Kristen, I know you followed this issue closely. We've got two competing bills that would allow for marijuana clubs, still a lot of uncertainty about how it would actually work. Give us an overview.
Two rival proposals. The big dispute is whether you should have to bring your own pot to these clubs or whether you should have to buy it from the places, like it should be attached to a dispensary. This is an idea that's been simmering around for a long time. Colorado law actually doesn't ban it or allow it. So right now we have a real patchwork system. Amendment 64 says nothing in this amendment gives you a right to consume marijuana openly and publicly, but that doesn't really ban a town from doing it. If you want to allow pot smokers on the sidewalk, towns are free to do that now.
A lot of people are under the impression that towns wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah, the amendment that Colorado voters approved in 2012 says that there's nothing in there that allows public and open consumption, but it doesn't prohibit it either. So it's permissive. So right now, for example, in Nederland, there's a club. Colorado Springs has some clubs. There's places that do have consumption clubs going that don't violate Amendment 64.
Luke, you were in the hearing for a bill that would allow these marijuana clubs, but you'd have to purchase the marijuana at the location. What's some of the opposition?
You know, you had the Colorado Associations of Chiefs of Police come in, and they were definitely concerned with the public safety issue of having more smokers congregate in these areas and then potentially driving drugged afterwards. And then there was also a lot of debate regarding just what the health effects of marijuana smoke are. You had the Colorado chapter of the American Cancer Society come in with statistics that were pointing to it being damaging, possibly more damaging than tobacco smoke, but there was also members from marijuana advocacy associations that had come in and were pointing to different statistics.
I heard concerns about the message this would give to the world about Colorado. We already have recreational marijuana. Folks are concerned it's sending a message that we're not a family environment for the ski industry and a lot of other tourism-based industries. Kristen, do you see that resonating, or are we kind of beyond that now?
When this marijuana campaign was advertised, a lot of people said, oh, we're not going to have Amsterdam-style clubs. And I think what you're seeing now that we're a couple years in, even critics of marijuana legalization saying, well, we have Amsterdam-style sidewalks. I smell pot everywhere I go. So wouldn't it be better to get these folks off the street? This is a big question for, of course, it's all aimed at visitors.
One thing worth noting about these marijuana club proposals, they're both bipartisan, which means they have a greater chance of passing. We have a split legislature. We're covering a lot of bills this session that are partisan, and we know they're not going to make it through both chambers. These bills could.
Republican Senator Tim Neville, during the committee hearing, was very supportive of the Vicky Marble bill that looks at opening these marijuana clubs. He connected it to the idea of like prohibition and how this is the law. We need to be able to better enforce it.
And Kristen, the governor has been wary about having these clubs. Could it attract more federal attention to Colorado? We've recently heard that the U.S. Department of Justice may be treating recreational marijuana more severely. We still don't know what's going to happen at the federal level.
Absolutely. That's the million-dollar question. The governor opposed a Denver measure last year to allow clubs. That passed, though. And just recently, when asked about it, he says, yes, the argument that the feds would, this would invite federal intervention. I've heard that argument used persuasively, but he did not say he'd veto it. So his decision here is a real unknown, and it's a real question whether these clubs will be allowed.
Thanks. That was Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press, Luke Perkins with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.